I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
Anything on that teleprompter, Denny Kent will read.
Okay, Sharkies defeat the Raiders 40-0. Let me repeat. Sharks defeat the Raiders 40-0. It's a tough one to swallow. Look, this is a mixture of two things. Sharks were unbelievable. Like, that's probably the best game I've seen the Sharks play in a very, very long time. I thought they looked incredible. I thought their forwards played as good as maybe they could play. I thought Hines, it's one of the most complete performances I've seen Hines play. I know we've seen Hines play some really good games, but I can't remember the last time I saw him so in control, so confident. The way he dictated terms in that game, just the confidence he was playing with, there was not a single shred. Every time he went to the line to make a play, there was no hesitation as to what he wanted to do. And there's also no hesitation in the decisions he was making. Even to, I think it was like 60th minute or whatever, he runs across field, he has a lot of time, he ends up getting tackled, and it's quite a good tackle from the Raiders center or maybe three defender. But even the non-hesitation to not pass the ball, like everything was sure. He was sure in every decision he made. I thought Hines was absolutely outstanding. I thought Ramian. I thought the back five, we've been singing their praises for a very long time. But I just want to reiterate, they are the most underrated back five in the competition, in my opinion. They are outstanding. They deliver so consistently for the Sharkies. In regards to the Raiders, obviously the 40-0 is a big concern. But my biggest issue is not the situation happening with the halves. Yes, for sure, Fogarty is a massive loss. My biggest concern at the Raiders is this is now the second game where their forwards have been completely dominated. We're talking about, on paper, one of the best forward packs in the competition getting completely rolled over. And that's my biggest concern at the moment for the Raiders. What do you think about the game, Timmy?
Yeah, forward pack. Going into this game, I was really concerned at where the polish should come from, where the points should come from. The kicking game was always going to be an issue with two inexperienced ball-running halves, more 5'8". But I just thought with Fogarty going down off a disappointing loss, as it was, that our forward pack would get up for the battle. And I thought it would be like a pretty gritty affair. And all right, maybe we get done 1-12 and it's a tough enough game. Our forward pack just got trounced. And particularly, you mentioned the Sharks back five, but they just tore through our middles coming out of yardage. Every single one of them, like Katoa had a field day, Ramian had a field day, going straight through our middles. We could not contain them and didn't look like it. And that was so, so concerning. Like, credit to the Sharks. As you said, Kempy, they put in a phenomenal performance. So, you know, while we were poor, you do have to sit back and acknowledge what the Sharkies did. But, as you said, 2 weeks in a row where our pack were very underwhelming.
64 missed tackles. 64 missed tackles. And you know what's crazy? 40-0 But they had 48% possession of the ball, the Raiders did, and the Sharkies had 52% possession.
They ran for like 440 metres more than us. Just like, that's a lot when you consider that we rely on our forward pack to stay in a lot of games.
Yeah, they only had an extra, what is it? I'll just say 30 runs, but it was 40-0. Just crazy, crazy. 9 line breaks to 2, 64 tackle breaks to 22. Average set distance was relatively similar, so that's interesting. That's my biggest concern at the Raiders is your strongest weapon at the moment is like it's not even close to where it should be. And I messaged you when I was watching the game, and I just have to wonder. And this is pure guesswork, but I wonder, like, I would love to know how hard was the Raiders preseason, because it seemed to me that they've had a really hard preseason. Got them peaking for round one, and they just look like they're a really tired footy side. Like Danny Levi, he was, and I know it was 10 minutes of continuous footy. I get that, but it's 10 minutes of continuous footy for both sides.
Oh, even in commentary, they're like, yeah, just the Raiders couldn't recover from that first 10 minutes. So I was like, all right, they're professional athletes. It was 10 minutes of footy. Like, yeah. Yes, it was fast, but that shouldn't put a line through the whole game.
But also, like, the Sharks, both teams went through that 10 minutes. Mm. And I get it. I think the Sharks were at like 100% completion in that 10 minutes. With that forward pack, like that's what you guys were... You know, when you started the season, what do we keep saying? Wow, the Raiders' completion is like 85%, 90%. I'm just really surprised, and I'm a bit concerned at the fatigue. It looks like they're a fatigued side. That's what concerns me. And sometimes, you know, that's why... Some of the master coaches, they usually, not usually, but Bellamy is the exception to the rule. Bellamy always starts a year fast and he manages to keep them up for pretty much the whole year. But you see like Wayne, even Trent Robinson, it's been an Achilles heel for Trent Robinson, but a lot of these other coaches are almost okay with starting a little bit slower and building into it.
Mate, Ivan Cleary and the Panthers, they rarely come out of the blocks and go 8-8 or 10-10. Yeah. Like particularly the last few seasons when they have had long campaigns and grand finals, they often start 4-3 or something like that, or 3-4.
Well, the Panthers now don't look anywhere near what we know they're going to look towards the end of the year. My concern for the Raiders is it's very hard to catch up fatigue in season, because you can't just go, oh, boys, we're going to go and have a light few weeks, because then you've still got to play on the weekend and that's what's going to take the gas out of you. So, it's a tough spot, Ricky Finders. What do you reckon, mate?
The thing that stuck with me was that missed tackle, Joe Tarpanay on Hazen.
If there was one player in the whole game that I said wouldn't miss that tackle, it'd be like Tarpanay.
Yeah.
And that's what, when I first saw it, is when I messaged you, Timmy, I said, what was the preseason like? You were unsure. Because like Tarpanay doesn't miss those tackles. And also the guys around him.
Boys, I was more concerned about the lack of blokes around him. It was the middle of the park. From memory, I don't think it was a lightning quick play the ball and everyone was scrambling off a line break. Apologies if I'm wrong. There wasn't a player within a metre and a half either side of him in the middle of the field.
Mm. Yeah.
How?
Mate, you have a look at your starting pack. Morgan Smithies had the least amount of missed tackles. He had 3. All the rest of them had 4 or more.
And so when I see that, we all know that this Raiders team is tough because they wouldn't be in a Raiders jersey. Ricky Stewart wouldn't allow it. So when I see that, I have to guess that they are fatigued. They are a fatigued footy side. Like that's the only thing that makes sense to me. And I know it sounds like excuses. I'm not trying to excuse the performance at all, but I can't see this Raiders side if they have the energy in their body to just go and just go, yeah, we're just going to roll over here. I just doesn't seem.
Yeah, like we had at the edge of Sasungi and Weeks was just absolutely torn to shreds. Elliot Whitehead due back this week, so he should come straight in there and he'll make that edge so much more solid defensively. I can't wait for that. But again, it's not going to turn around 40 points. A veteran coming back in on the edge, but. Gee, they had some fun through there.
Tell you what, from watching Sasungi in reserve grade, I thought he was going to go really good. 15 missed tackles in 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's just that when you get in a first grade that, look, to be fair, Sasungi, I think he moved to the halves against the Broncos for a period there. So maybe
fair, yeah.
You could say it's still
10 on the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not excusing it. There's honestly, It's one of those games where there is really not many positives for the Raiders. Like 40-0 at home, Ricky will be livid. Absolutely livid.
Matty just sending that photo through of the tarpon, he missed tackle. I said a metre and a half either side. It was close to about three between Taps and Papali'i.
Yeah. Oh. Very uncharacteristic. Papali'i and
Tarpon
air. I don't know. As I said, bad game. I'm not excusing it. Looks like a tired footy side.
Yeah.
They were not the most surprising, but they were, I guess, everyone's favourite underdog for the first. Mm. You know, they come out, they get some really good wins, they're winning 13+, life's looking good. And I feel like they just went up to Brisbane and what was the game before Brisbane? Did they have a really Titans. Tough win?
They won a golden point,
essentially. So close enough to it.
Maybe that gassed them. They went up to Brisbane, Brisbane bashed them. And they, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just a period of footy where they're tired from.
They've shown enough this early in this season that I'm like, all right, not panic stations yet, despite what that was on the weekend. I've said it 1,000 times already this year. I'm happy to put a line through one game, put a line through this. But if they come out next week and it's a similar story and the pack get demolished, then it will be panic stations.
We've got a bye coming in 2 weeks. But this week, if you don't want your pack to get bashed, you've got Manly and their pack's going all right at the moment. So that'll be tough.
I thought the one silver lining, Matty Timoko just keeps doing the damn thing. 17 runs, 209 metres, there's no line break in that. 89 post-contact. And, mate, they've got him down here for 2 tackle breaks. I thought it was one run where he broke about 8 tackles.
2 tackle breaks?
I thought he broke heaps more than that.
Yeah, wow.
There was one run where, as I said,
he beat half the team.
That's weird. Look, there's not really much more to add there. Like, obviously, we could talk about Strange in weeks, but, there's an argument to be made Strange not even a 6. I mean, I think he's a 6. But what I'm saying is he's a very – he's not a typical 6. He's a genuine ball-running 6. So when you've got 2 ball-running 6s essentially in the team, at best, at worst, they're 2 centres, you know.
Yeah.
It's just – I just don't know – I don't know where they go from here in regards to the half situation. Yes, I understand it is very hard to recruit down in Canberra. I get that. But just like the Eels situation that I've been really critical of, I just don't know how in today's day and age, when you look at Penrith, you look at Broncos and, you know, even Storm and that, how you can't have a New South Wales Cup ready-made 7 in your top 30, at least one ready to go.
And
I understand there was, you know, the devastating news earlier this year.
Yeah, Fox Stats had Tim McCart 7 tackle busts, just for the record. But I think they need to go. I don't know if anyone's available or what they can wrangle, but they need to go to market. They need to find something. I don't see how this halves pairing. I don't know how far they can take us. I really don't. And it's not a knock on either of them. They're just not suited to playing the halves together. No. It's not their fault.
Is there any sniff of getting Sanders early?
I think Parra shut it down, but unless they can wrangle.
Shinara Saveta is the other one that I'd be reaching out to.
Mate, I'd be going into New South Wales Cup and Q Cup, finding a bloke that isn't in a first-grade squad or at least isn't in a top 30 squad and just saying, hey, mate, can you kick well and tackle? You can. You're welcome. Come down.
Like, Toby Sexton.
Mate, get Sexton. Sexton is actually a great shooter.
I've said it a few times before. The Doggies are desperate for middles. We have a plethora of them. We need a halfback. I think Sexton will be so good at the Raiders. It can be a one-year loan deal. I don't care.
Think about, like, Trey Mooney. Get him up to Doggies, gets experience, you know.
Timing both of them, switching back, whatever.
Just switching back if you want to.
Isn't that picture that Matty just sent us? Like, I can see 8 Raiders there. Where are the other 5?
It's horrifying.
It's like, it's like tramline to almost sideline.
There had to have been a line break before and they've all screamed.
I think
Teague
Wilton might have had a line break before maybe.
Straight through. I reckon you're right. Regardless,
you've still got to compress.
Yeah.
If you're the edge, you've just got to, like, the age-old saying is, if they're going to score, it's in the corners. And so you see it all the time. Teams just go, all right, stuff it. Compress, shoot up off out of line if we have to.
Yeah.
So, look, not much to, obviously, Timoko. Who else? Yeah, not much to talk about. No. I think they desperately need to go to market for a 7, just a guy that can kick him around the park, get through his tackles, because at the moment I agree, mate. They're two similar players, Weeks and Strange. And Strange, like, yes, Strange has had a relatively good start to the season, but he's a rookie. He's still learning his trade. He can't afford to. He's not in a position to lead this team as a rookie in the first few games of his career. Like, it's just too hard of an ask. Now, Onto the Sharkies. What an incredible performance. Holy heckers. Nicho Hynes, one try, two try assists, 25 runs, 202 metres, 21 post contact, 8 tackle breaks, a line break, 3 line break assists, an offload, 25 tackles, only one miss, 456 kicking metres, and converted, I don't know.
Heaps.
Heaps.
6 of 7.
Like,
six of seven.
Get him in there. Get him in the Blues team.
But, like, think about those stats. 2 try assists and a try, and 202 metres. He has 7 on his back. We're not talking about a fullback here. We're talking about a 7 that led his team around the park, got them to certain positions. Like, 7s shouldn't be this athletic. It just, it should, it doesn't happen. I mean, I know Hughes has bucked the trend a little bit, Cleary to a degree, but it's incredible.
25 tackles, only one missed, but I love 2 intercepts as well.
Oh,
seeing them like beach balls.
It's just, talk. I mean, you've got to be excited. If he can keep this form up, as a New South Wales Blues fan, like, you finally, not finally, but you've got halves in form around Origin. There's a bit of depth, a bit of argument as to who you should have.
They could be halves for the next 6-7 years. If, yeah, if they can, gee, they're an exciting prospect together, Cleary and Hynes, aren't they?
Yeah.
If they can make that work, oh boy.
If Hynes can step up in the Origin arena, like we hope he can, Cleary Hynes, that's a devastating partnership.
Imagine just Cleary running the show through the middle and Hynes just going side to side, chime in where he wanted to.
With Tom Trbojevic next to him.
Oh, boy.
Fucking scary prospect.
It's scary, but it'll be interesting to see how it will gel because they're two very ball dominant.
I think it can because down at the Storm with Munster and with Hughes, he made it work. He made it work really well as being the second fiddle.
I just think, yeah, like they need to link up a lot and I think Nicho just needs to be that, play that second receiver, almost that sweeping fullback like he does.
I think he's aware enough to know, just be whatever, Cleary, wherever you want me, you just let me
know. Yeah, you don't have this Sammy Walker, Luke Keary thing. You know, Cleary, you're the man, your team. Tell me where do you want me?
Yeah, where do you want me? I'll be there. Him out the back on those spreads, it's a scary, scary prospect. Scary prospect. He was outstanding. That this back line is just getting better and better. Katoa, Ramian, Ito, Mulatalo, Kennedy. I tell you what, this is what excites me for the Sharkies. It's not the big scoreline. We know the Sharkies can do this. They've had, you know, relatively good attack for a while now. I mean, even last year they're outstanding. But I reckon what 2 things that I really like. Last 10 minutes before halftime, the Raiders had 73% of the ball and they didn't score a single try. There is no way the 2023 Sharks hold the Raiders out with 73% of the ball 10 minutes before halftime. That is the difference between this year's Sharkies and last year's Sharkies. It's a long season ahead for sure, but I'm telling you right now, that grit in defence, this is similar to what we saw in the first year of Fitzy's coaching, is gritty, strong defence. I really think they've worked on their defensive patterns, especially on their line. They looked way better. Yes, I get it. They're playing against a Raiders side that has 2, you know, sixes playing together. That doesn't change the fact that they were essentially on their line for 10 minutes with no ball. Like, eventually someone's going to fatigue. They're not going to make do their job. And the other thing that I really like about the Sharks is they're playing outstanding attacking footy. Every single time there's a quick play of the ball, they identify it and they all get on board, especially on their opponent's goal line. You go look at those tries with, obviously, Hazelton. They get up flat and they make a play for their front rowers. Whereas, you know, some are, like, for example, the Warriors, I felt on the weekend, although, you know, Adam Fennell-Blake scored a couple of tries, I felt like there was a lot of opportunity to play up-tempo footy and score around the post. What I'm liking about the Sharks is as soon as they identify it, Brayley gets out, Hynes gets on the front foot, all their forwards get in shape and push up. That excites me for the Sharkies this year.
You mentioned their back five, mate. If you just have a look at the centres and wingers, like, as far as runs, the lowest was 19, the highest was 20. Run metres, the lowest was 183, the highest 209. Post-contact metres, lowest 63, highest 73. And combined, the four of them missed 4 tackles.
Yeah.
And their centres and wingers had a combined 34 tackle breaks.
That's insane.
Holy
and
shit.
And you're right, as soon as they get on the front foot or a quick play of the ball, these guys just go back.
They just flood straight through the middle. Everyone is up on the advantage line. There's no like, oh, well, actually, my job the next play was supposed to be out on my edge, so I'm not going to push up here. They are just all up on the advantage line.
And, mate, when you're talking like run meters. I think Mulatalo, he only had 183. I thought he was dynamic yesterday.
Yeah.
He's playing incredible footy at the moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the Sharkies are very exciting. You know, obviously the question is, we need to see him against top four side. I want to see him against Penrith, the Broncos. Yes, they did beat the Warriors, so that's a plus. But I'm really keen to see them against some of the top tier sides.
Well, you won't have to wait long. They got the Dragons this week, but then they got the Storm, Chooks, Panthers.
Huge month of footy. Fuck yeah. If they can go 2 from 4, that's a win in my opinion for the Sharks.
How good to meet? We're about to, like, how good are you?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, 2 from 4 with that run, I'd be happy with that. I'd be happy with that as a Sharkies fan. Mm. So really, you only need one win against those three sides we just discussed. And then Dragons, you definitely should beat. Now, it's a derby. But yeah, I know that a lot of people are going to sit there and go, Sharkies draw has been not as hard. I get it. But what else can you ask from? Like they're in a no-win situation. It's essentially sitting there going, well, I'm not going to judge them until round friggin' 16 or something. Like, you've got to...
They also beat the Warriors in New Zealand.
100%. 100%. And so they're beating teams. They're looking much better than last year. They're beating teams convincingly. They lost to Tigers. And ever since Tigers lost, and then there was about 20 minutes against the Raiders, that initial game, the first game they played. But ever since then, they have been, you know, squeaky clean. Great side. So I'm excited for the Sharkies this year.
Yeah. And God, they're just a good team to watch.
Super exciting. I tell you what, that team with Adam Fanua Blake in it, oh my God. Oh. Wow. Wow. Teague Wilton, I thought he was really good on the weekend. Had an error or two here or there, but I thought he was really good. Nikota.
Yeah, both of the back rows were sensational. And yeah, it doesn't shock me at all that as soon as Trindle's out of the side and Hines takes over, Nikota just explodes.
Yeah. I tell you what, Atkinson played really good.
Yeah. It's obviously a big blunder by Trindle, but it could prove costly for him.
Mate, it could cost him his spot. If Atkinson keeps playing like that, he may have to go toil away in New South Wales.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Especially if Hines keeps playing like that.
Yeah. And like, what's so disappointing for Trindle is he was just starting to find his bloody feet with Hines.
And you've waited 4 years.
Oh.
Waited 4 odd years to get that opportunity.
So disappointing. So disappointing. Hopefully he learns from it. What about the try saver from Will Kennedy?
Yeah. On strange. Oh, wow. Late in the game.
So good.
Had it wrapped up.
Yeah, it was good.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.